At Rosie on the House, we've heard it all. A new gadget here.
Clap on. Clap off.
A super innovative, crazy appliance of the future.
Push buttons instead of dial. And no handset to disturb my lady's dressing. Just talk and listen.
How do you know a gimmick from a gold mine? Find out right here. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Boy, I love being involved in new, exciting things. I love being able to bring to you, the Arizona homeowners, things that you can only get at Rosie on the House. And the technology we've been talking about this last half hour is exactly that. You know, another thing you can only get at Rosie on the House is get to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and register to win your own personally designed Arizona staycation. It's right there on the home page. You register. Sanderson Ford sponsors it. We find out. We draw a winner once a month, and we get in touch with you, and we find out where you want to go. Then we find out which one of the Ford vehicles would you like to test drive. We give you the Ford vehicle to test drive for the staycation. We give you a gas card to pay for the gas. We arrange for your lodging and the meals, and you don't have any blackout dates. It's where you want to go within the great state of Arizona when you want to go. So we call it the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation. That's only available at Rosie on the House. And we're proud to have lodging partners like Molly Butler Lodge in Greer, Arizona. And there's the Lazy Trout Market and Information Center. They have groceries, liquor, beer, wine, propane tanks, fishing licenses, sporting goods, lottery tickets, and over 500 movies for nightly rental. About a mile away from the Lazy Trout Market, there are two restaurants, the Molly Butler Lodge, as well as the Rendezvous Diner. These are all partners in the Arizona staycation, as well as the Soretta Candy Company. They're gonna put together a gift basket of unbelievably great candies that'll be waiting for you in the vehicle of your choice. And don't forget, in the Glendale area, get over to Soretta now and pick up your Halloween and holiday candy today. Founded 40 years ago by Jim Soretta Sr. right there in Glendale.
Another event going on this weekend. We mentioned it last Saturday, but it's going on tonight. It's the Arizona Young Farmers and Ranchers Benefit Dinner. And a live DJ, dancing, the cornhole, the game, raffles, and silent auction featuring, well, what was probably their premier item on the silent auction is a pheasant hunt to Sonora, Mexico.
Oh, now isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you want to see that picture? Kind of. Oh, you think any winged sportsman would be interested in that?
Absolutely. So, and so where is that? The Arizona Farm Bureau Benefit Dinner?
That's at their headquarters in Higley, Arizona, out in the southeast valley of the Phoenix metro area. So you can contact.
Open to the public. Anybody can show up?
Anybody can show up, and it supports the young farmers and ranchers. We all eat every day. And nothing more important than keeping our food, our crops, our ranchers local to Arizona and the U.S. So this is all funding for bringing up the next generation of food providers.
Very good. Very good. Well, all right, folks, we're here on the topic today of new home technology. And I want to go to what really some could consider old technology, because it goes back a couple decades, and it's solar energy. The oldest solar collector I've ever seen was in Death Valley at Scotty's Castle. It was a warm water collector built in the early 1900s.
That's innovative.
Yeah, back then it was innovative. But you're in the middle of Death Valley and you're off the grid. You don't have power.
Did he really need hot water?
And I was going to say, you got one thing going for you in Death Valley, and that's the sun. So we've got Kevin Krause here from our Rosie Certified Solar Contractor down in Tucson, the Solar Store. Y'all have been members of the Rosie on the House Network. It's got to be 7-8 years at least,
I think it's a little longer than that, but we are having a great time with you.
Well, we've certainly appreciated the way you've represented the solar industry down here and across the whole state. It's one of those industries that can be rife with confusion, to say the least.
Well, there seems to be a difference of opinions from company to company.
Yeah.
And with the 16 years that Catherine Kent, the owner of this company, has been educating and being an innovator in this industry, her thoughts are educating the consumer and getting them the right information, doing quality work, making sure that the service is taken care of. And that's what, you know, Catherine's integrity level is all about. She is a real smart woman. She has a passion for consumers. She loves what she's doing, and it shows in her 16-year commitment to this industry so far.
Well, and we certainly, the solar industry certainly took a big hit, you know, back in the 90s and the 80s when we were running the big federal subsidies and the tax credits and whatnot, and a lot of people rolled into the industry, and when they lost the incentives, they rolled right out of the industry. Thousands of homeowners all across Arizona and the Southwest were left without anyone to service the equipment, without any warranties. And when we saw the new interest in reinvigorating the tax credits and the manufacturer and the utility subsidies, I just knew what was going to happen.
Well, you know, if history, you know, emulates itself, when tax credits and everybody's involved in, you know, pushing an industry, it's happened again.
And it hit at a time where construction was really suffering. So it was just a natural thing for someone to think, well, I'm in construction, I'm going to stay in construction, and solar's booming right now. So it the timing of it to have a open labor force to go into it was...
I've been a roofer for 20 years.
The solar panels go on roofs.
The solar panels go on roofs, so now I'm a solar roofer.
Well, in theory, guys, that sounded like a great opportunity for the consumers. But then again, you know, when there was a limited number of installers involved in the Arizona market, and that real estate market went under the construction, everybody migrated to some place to make some money, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to feed their families.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of confusion that happened within that process. With those incentives coming in, it fueled a lot of new companies. A lot of people from out of state came in. A lot of new companies emerged with a screwdriver and a wrench and a plumber and an electrician. Everybody then says, hey, we've been in solar business forever.
Yeah.
That's not really true. But now what's happened is that the incentives are now going away, and we're seeing the same effect that happened in the 80s as we're doing in 2014. We're looking at repairing and taking over orphan systems because a lot of the companies are now leaving the marketplace.
Yeah, orphan systems, that's a perfect name for it, because they are. They're folding their tent, and they're going to the next thing.
The next big thing.
Yeah. But certainly solar has – I'll tell you one thing. I'm pretty much a free enterprise guy. I think the government ought to stay as much out of our business as possible. So I'm not a big fan of federal tax subsidies to push certain particular areas. But I will concede this. This last evolution of federal tax credits for the solar has certainly pushed the photovoltaic technology well down the road.
Well, it's needed.
Yeah.
I mean, with as much sun as we see on this planet, as you mentioned, within the first 15 minutes,
yeah,
we could give free energy to the world.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here fighting something that's environmentally sound, it's good, it's renewable, it's a great effect, it makes you feel green, it's going to protect our children into the future. What's wrong with using the sun?
I mean, am I wrong? But from 10 years ago, if you took a 10-year-old panel and a panel today, hasn't the efficiency just about doubled that we're pulling off these panels?
Well, that's what's happening right now. The manufacturing technique, the efficiency levels, the harvesting of the cells have gone from 200 watt, 225, 250s. We're up to 310s now with the same footprint on the size of the panels. So we're able to put more energy on smaller roofs now, which is great. With the new micro-in-phase inverters, you know, those technologies that are independent to each one of the panels, it keeps the systems up and operational. We've got, you know, wireless technology now. You could be traveling, and you can watch your system anywhere in the world now. Know it's working.
And
it's fabulous.
You're designing every system individually for each application, and like Andrew's technology here, where he's going to reduce the air conditioning load, reduce the electrical load to run the air conditioner. Now you're downsizing everything.
Well, that's, you know, the benefits are that everything that we're now producing is becoming more efficient. And the biggest issue that we're having internally is that the older homes that we're trying to button up, like IntelliDesign was saying, well, we can produce the energy, but capture and keeping it to some of these older footprints is
right.
difficult.
Yeah.
So when I go out and I do an evaluation or I talk to a homeowner, I have concerns about the air conditioners and the old appliances and then the windows and everything else that we try to button up first before we put on a bigger solar system. If they can meet those needs and reduce those effects, then the systems are a lot smaller and they become more efficient, such as the air conditioning technology that's migrating now to a higher level, which is great. You know, energy should be affordable. Everybody should be able to have a way to be able to accommodate their own footprint, add value to their home. That's why purchasing a system with the federal and state tax credits and the value that we can add to your home and the long-term offset. We know that utility rates are going to go up. It's 2014. Population demand is increasing. So we're going to see that more load's going to go on to the grid.
Yeah.
Solar's going to help that process immensely. Now that the utility companies are going out and building big solar farms, that's great. That helps offset that grid and makes it a lot more robust for everybody.
Well, and there's some rumor that maybe some of the utility companies won't build those big robust facilities anymore. Now they'll just rent people's roofs and mount their own system onto their roofs.
Well, listen,
one more interesting of a confusion in the industry.
Well, isn't that nice? Let's just let the utility companies become a solar developer now and they're going to give you that little bit and piece. And then, you know, we're just looking at it like, well, if it's good for them, it's got to be good for us.
There you go. We'll be back.
Got to be, right?
We'll be back.
It's got to be.
listen, folks, I want y'all to stay tuned. We're talking about all the innovations and the technologies that are actually making a revolution in the way that you live inside your home. We've covered a lot of them today. We've got one more segment left of the Rosie on the House show here this Saturday morning. Again, we're broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center at the Saba Home and Garden Show. All the people you've heard on the program this morning are here in their booth in the convention center. You can find them. You can find us, me, Romy, sweet Jennifer are down there. We can certainly direct you to any one of the Rosie on the House partners that are here. Get here. When you're walking the floor, get out there and look for the Rosie on the House teardrop banners. That'll tell you you're, in fact, dealing with a Rosie certified contractor. And we'll wrap up right after this short break. Y'all stay tuned.